This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Yes, good evening. Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. My name's Phil. We're here live for the next 30 minutes. So much to talk about as ever, even though it's international break. What do you guys want to talk about? We always let you lead the show. Get your comments in live to me for the next 30 minutes. Subscribe to Leicester Fan TV wherever you're watching. Watford, is it now a must-win game? Should we be even talking about must-win games? Two defeats on the trot, obviously. Two Leeds and then Middlesbrough. Does that mean the pressure's on against Watford? They've not lost in five games. Is this going to be a game we mustn't lose? What do you take on it? How vital is Winks? He's not going to be playing at the weekend. We want to know your views on that. How are we going to set up? Enzo, by the way, saying, we play the Leicester way, we play that way, and that's the only way. If you want to watch counter-attacking sides or teams who mix it up, go and watch Leeds United, he says, or Plymouth. But don't watch Leicester expecting to see us go to what I would call a plan B. Do you agree with that? We're going to have to see something different because there's no Winks on Saturday. Is it time for Cannon? Cannon shot, whatever you want to say on Saturday. Is it time to see a bit of Tom Cannon against Watford? Will he come on as a sub? Would you start him? I want your views and your comments on that. And Everton, 10 points deducted. Should we be crying? Should we be demanding that Leicester get some sort of compensation? What's your take on it? Or do you just move on and get on with the rest of this season? Anyway, listen, welcome to Leicester Fan TV. It's your views, it's your comments for the next 30 minutes. Get them in and let's get chatting all things Leicester City.
The Leicester City machine is on the march again.
Leicester Fan TV presents a variety of content, like fan discussions, match analysis, and engaging with Leicester fans worldwide. We want your views live. Thanks to our sponsors, Everons, Follow Blinds, Pucker Pies, Pincar Leasing, Distillers Direct, Hologram, Take Me, Nubian Co., and the Fox's Arms and Rainbows. We are live in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the show. It's Monday night. We're live for the next 30 minutes. My name's Phil. Get your views in, get your comments in. We can get as many on screen as possible. Good evening, Richie. Hope you're well. Gav, hope you're well. Thanks for that. Terence says possible new signings. Let's wait for sort of late December, January before we start talking about that, Terence. But Bubba, good evening. Watching out there in the States in there. Andy, watching on YouTube. We are live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter and LinkedIn and LeicesterFanTV.com. Andy says, Cannon needs to play. Our strikers are not pulling up trees at the moment in there. Is it time for Cannon? Let's start with that one. Andy says he thinks that Cannon needs to start. Do you agree with that or not? Are you happy with Vardy scored, I think, four goals this season, being involved in a few assists? Kelechi Iheanacho? Oh, Kelechi Iheanacho is frustrating. You so want him to do the things that we know he can. Does he frustrate you? What's happening with him? Pat Sedaka, just no sign of him. Is it time for Cannon in there? Karen, good evening, Auntie Karen says, can I get a happy birthday mention, please? Of course you can, Karen. Happy birthday. Is it today? I'm not going to ask how old you are. You don't look a day over 30. Karen, hope you're well. Nikki Ball says, good evening. Hope you're well. Dave Platts, good evening. Ian the Super Fox says, hope Leicester can get back to winning ways on Saturday at the King Power Stadium. That's the other question I was asking. You know, I know we talk about these things. Watford now must win game. You certainly, we don't want to lose against Watford. We wouldn't want to have three defeats on the trot. Watford have won three and drawn two in their last five. They're not on that dissimilar form. They're probably on better form than Leicester, to be honest. We won three and lost two. So anybody who's going to the King Power saying, oh, this will be a walkover, we'll be back to winning ways, I think take that with a pinch of salt. So is it a must-win in there or not? Richie says, did you see my Colville story on Facebook? No, I didn't, Richie. I'll look out for it. Make sure you tag me in it. I'll have a look at that. Gary says, I think something needs to change. So probably, yes, put Cannon in. Well, again, that leads us back to, don't forget that other thing. How vital is Winks? Winks, it is going to change. Winks is not playing on Saturday. So what are your views and comments on that? Now, listen, we don't do this every week, not on my show, but I'll put it in there. If you want to come on tonight, click on the link and you can come straight on and give us your video views. I know a lot of people like to just put a comment in and that's fine. We'll get them on screen. But if you do want to come on and give me your video views, click on that link. There it is. People say, oh, it's always the same faces. Not every week we get them in there. So do join that in there. It's not a must win, is it? Says Andreas. It's not a must win, or is it? No question mark. So he's saying it's not a must win. I'm just feeling like I wouldn't want to go. We've had a big debate in the office today. I wouldn't want us to go three games defeated. I don't think we will, but I would not want to. And that's why I really feel we need to get on that winning way again. Bubba says, have to find some goals from somewhere. Don't remember our last goal. Way too much talent for a drought like this. Bubba, this is something I've been having a bit of a moan on. We always say that you can watch the videos back. I have been moaning because we're just not taking many shots on target. If you don't have shots on target, your chances of scoring your goals is a lot less in there. And it does frustrate me watching it that we don't mix it up a little bit. When we were losing at home to Leeds, why don't we go for it? When we were losing away at Middlesbrough, again, we don't change it. Reading a really interesting article that Enzo wrote earlier over the weekend. And he was saying, look, Leicester, we play the Leicester way. Suck it up. That's how it's going to be. And I do accept that to an extent, except my honest opinions is, as a manager, shouldn't he have different tactics and different game plans and change things up? And if we're chasing a game with 10 minutes to go, we do go for a different type of play. That's my take on it. I don't know. Maybe that's not how football's played anymore. Wayne says we need to get back to 3 points again. Do you agree with Wayne in there? Thanks for that, Wayne. Joanna says, I really think we're going to miss Winks. Joanna, we've been talking about it all season. What happens if Winks is out? What is going to happen, Joanna, with Winks out? How is he going to line them up in there? There's a few things that I know people will say put Dennis Pratt in there, but not been involved at all, obviously been injured. Dorco, watching on YouTube, says Leicester should be the only team able to sue Everton because we were only 2 points below them and got relegated, says Dorco. Chat to Burnley fans, Dorco. They'll tell you about the season before when they feel like they were robbed. Dave says, good evening. It's a game that we need to win, but it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard, Dave. Dave's watching on Facebook. Thanks for that, Dave. If Wilf is fit, he can take Winks' role. Dave, he could play in that role, but he's not going to spray the ball around and be that pivot man like Winks, is he? Do you agree with Dave, or do you think it's not going to be in there? John Towers has clicked on the link. Thank you. Don't forget, I'll put the link in there. Anybody's welcome to come in. I'm going to add him in there. Jono, how are you doing?
Hi, Phil. Nice to speak to you again.
Yeah, lovely to speak to you. It's been a little while since I've allowed people to come on, just for no reason, but we've been busy. So it's great to get your views on. Jono, what do you want to talk about today, briefly?
Well, first of all, I'm going to be at the game on Saturday and I'm taking my little one. He's going to be his first game at the KP. Well, so he's mental about Jamie Vardy. He scores hat-tricks after hat-trick on the PlayStation with Jamie Vardy. So I'm hoping that might come to fruition on Saturday. We'll see. But I fancy us to get a win. I think Enzo will have done some work over the last, over the break. And I think he will have us drilled. I think one of the main problems I've seen in the last few weeks is that I don't know whether it's complacency, but the tempo has dropped. And I feel like potentially on a couple of the games, it's felt like, well, we've just turned up and we think we're going to get a victory automatically. I think the QPR one was a good example of that, where there was a little bit of, not complacency, but a little bit of, you know, the players not quite at it.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, if we're on top song and we're playing with the tempo, I think we can beat anyone in this league. But I think Enzo will snap, you know, not let complacency start creeping in. I think that he will have done some work on that. And I think we'll get a win on Saturday. I think it'll be tight, though. I don't think it will be a rollover, but I'm hoping for a good performance.
I mean, Gary says here, Jono, Gary says, so who do you think will play in midfield? And Joe Hunter then asks, and I'm going to ask it to you, Jono. He's had 2 weeks to look at this. Who do you think will play in the Winks role? Somebody suggested earlier, Wilfred Ndidi. I can't see that.
No.
Who does he put in that role?
I think Hamza's played there a couple of times, hasn't he?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
But so more when we're trying to defend a game, maybe.
Yeah, so I think Hamza's probably a good shout. I think we aren't blessed with automatic options in that role. I think I always said Baysbrook could be an option longer term, but obviously he's, you know, he's young and he's coming back from injury, etc. So I think it's likely to be Hamza. I mean, we've talked about the plan B as well. I've been shouting for week after week. Why can't we try playing two up sometimes?
Well, again, it's interesting in here. I read this really interesting article. You always have to take things that are, but there was quotes from Enzo in there, and a little bit like this Facebook user saying, not is Enzo losing the plot, but saying fans should watch Leeds or Plymouth for fast flying football. Sounds like a Pearson, a Fode. What's he mean by Fode? Figure of speed? I don't know. But I don't know. Did you read any of that Enzo was saying about Leicester?
Write a comment on the chat actually a bit earlier. I'm a bit worried when he says things like that because it makes me feel like he's not prepared. It's almost like his ego is preparing us to be playing only one way. And there is only one way. And we know as fans that you can play football in loads of different ways. And I think that the best teams, including Man City's of this world, have a style and have a way of playing. You know, they have a strategy of the way to play, but they also mix it up. And you see them going long sometimes. They're physical and they work really hard. And so all of that combined. And I think it worries me a little bit that, a bit like Brendan, and I don't want to harp on about Brendan, that's been and gone, but he only had one way of doing something. And when it didn't work, he had no idea about how to change it. And I feel like I really hope Enzo's not going to end up that way as well.
It seems a strange one, Jono, when he says that, we play this way and that's the way you're going to be. I find it frustrating, like you, when he says that, because I'm like, well, I thought a manager, by definition, a manager has to have manager team and has to have tactics that change before, during, and while we're playing a game. You have to set up slightly differently if you're away at Leeds is different to you if you're at home to Rotherham. And certainly going forward, if we get promoted to the Premier League, if we try and play possession-based football like this against the top half of the Premier League, we'll get beaten, won't we? Probably.
Well, I think that's a problem for another day. But,
it is, but surely I just feel a manager. It seems strange to say we play this way. If you want to watch counter-attacking or more progressive football, he literally says, "Go watch Leeds or Plymouth."
Do you know what? I think some of the best goals that we've scored this season, and I think I'm thinking back to early on in the season with Mavididi going cross and I can't remember who scored, but a lot of the goals we've scored have been on the break, you know, where we've got the ball and in transition just belted forward. Mavididi scored a few like that, and it feels like, well, to discount that kind of way of playing would be crazy. I mean, I think that it goes back to my point about mixing it up. Yes, I enjoy trying to keep the ball and play the right way, etc., but it's got to be possession with an intent on trying to hurt the other team. Otherwise, it'll end up really stale like it did under Brendan Rodgers. And to discount a transition when we've got pace in the team just seems like a bit crazy to me. So it worries me a little bit that he's got, you know, his ego might take over, but I've still got faith in the fact that he'll get it right. Definitely at this level, that we'll have enough in most games to get enough results to go up.
Well, Jono, again, Andy says here, and I wonder, have teams started to suss us out? Listen, two defeats on the trot doesn't mean everybody sussed us out, but you watch Leicester week in, week out. I watch Leicester week in, week out. Everybody watching this watches Leicester week in, week out. I think there's two ways to come and play Leicester. It's either come and park the bus when we're at the King Power, park that bus there and let us pass it around. Let us have 700 passes. Let us have 70% possession, because we still might only create one or two shots on target. Or you come and have a go. So, you know, you let us have the ball, and then every now and then you attack high press. You sort of play like Leicester played the year we won the Premier League. Come and play against Leicester like that. Leeds and Middlesbrough had very little possession, very little passes, but did us both times, Jono. Have teams, like Andy says there, have teams sussed us out a little bit?
I think there's a danger of that. Absolutely. I think the better teams definitely have the better players that can combat the style that we have. I think against the lower teams in the division, we'll still have enough. And QPR being the example there, where we just about had enough. So I think it's about two things. It's about us being at the races. We need to be at the races every game. We can't just sort of turn up to games and assume that we're going to get a result, not in this league. If we do that, we should have enough in most games, as it's proven in most of the games that we played. You know, we've not been necessarily all guns blazing in every game, but we've had enough quality to get ourselves through it. So I think I think Jamie was saying this on Sunday as well. We haven't seen a full 90 minutes yet from this team. We've seen glimpses of really great play, but if we put it together for a full 45 or a full 60 minutes, we'll blow most teams away in this league. And I don't think we've seen that yet. I think it's about the performance and getting the tempo right, moving the ball quickly, and we can hurt most teams that way, I think.
It's interesting. See, Richie, I know you're saying get behind Enzo. I don't think for a minute myself or Jono are not behind Enzo. And that's what, there is a section of fans who say, well, you're not allowed to question what goes on at the football club blindly. But I would sort of say, well, perhaps because people haven't questioned what's gone on over the last year or two, that's why we've ended up in the Championship. And I'm not certain for a second that I'm not backing Enzo, because I certainly am all the way to the hilt.
Absolutely.
And Jono, I'm interested to hear what Jono says to this reaction, but I'm going to question when I see things and go, why can we not, why is the manager saying we play one way, that's it, like it or lump it? So I'd say 2-0 down at home against Watford with 10 minutes to go, fans are going to accept just watching more of that. I'm hoping that doesn't happen, Jono, but what's your reaction to when fans will say, oh, shut up and get behind Enzo?
I think we are behind the club. We're behind Enzo. We've seen glimpses of some really quality football. And so I'm not behind him. I'm absolutely supporting him. But I think as fans, we've got, we've got the forums, and we've got a voice to say if we're not seeing something that we like. But I think generally speaking, we've seen great stuff this season. We've got great results. We're in a great position. So, of course, we're behind him. We're behind the club and behind the players. However, we should be able to have a voice and be able to say what we think. And that's what this show is all about, and, you know, what Leicester Fan TV is all about. So to dismiss that we're not behind him is, I think, a bit... I don't think that's quite right.
No, I mean, Benson's, this is the other way, saying happy clappers think and kind of that kind of criticism makes you less of a fan. Well, I sort of agree. And Gary says, yeah, I agree, but we need to stop playing from the back because teams are now playing the high press against us. In there. A bit of a side issue here. Matt Gamble, Matt quite often comments on here. So good evening, Matt. He says he'd like to announce I've just had my interview with Susan Whelan and I'm the new Philbert Fox. I have no idea. He could well be serious. Matt, I don't know. If you're being serious, do let us know. Otherwise, it could be just a bit of a joke in there. Neil says here, I think that when Pep went to Man City, it took a while for him to sort it out. And we know what the championship, that anyone can beat anyone. So maybe we need to give Enzo and the team a little more time. Neil,
I think that's 100%. We are
giving Enzo time. And I think we're being honest because, again, there's been some... We've had great results, Jono, you said. You're quite right. We've had a couple of bad results. We've had some great results. The style of play between a win away at Rotherham or a defeat at home to Hull or a win away at QPR and a defeat at home to Leeds or away defeat to Middlesbrough, the style of play has been consistent and it's been okay enough to win us enough points in this division. But we've been lucky in some games and unlucky in others, Jono.
Yeah, I'd go along with that. We could have beaten Leeds. We could have beaten Borough, and it didn't quite. And Hull as well. We could have quite easily have got a result there too. I think it's the shots on target, isn't it? I think that's what for me seems to be lacking, and the intensity in the last few games. Certainly, it's just been seems very placid and very slow. And I think the reason why we're saying this is because we've seen so much awful football from Brendan Rodgers the year or 18 months previous to that. And we can, I don't know if it's the right thing to say, but at times when I've watched them, I'm feeling like, well, it feels a little bit the same. And so it's a little bit of a worry, I think, because of what we've seen at the end of Brendan's time, that there's a little bit of similarity in terms of style. And so I'd like us just to have a bit more tempo and a bit more gung-ho attitude when we get into the, you know, well, into their half and have a bit more of a go, you know.
I agree. Jono, Patrick Hook is a great, he always watches, he always gets his comments in, and he sits up near me in the family stand. Good evening, Patrick. He's quite funny. He's quite dark with his humour, but he says, Jono, if your son's coming on Saturday, bring your child a book to read to ease the boredom. As fans, we're being told to be patient, and we are being patient. It can be a little bit slow-paced, and that can happen. We're not getting slaughtered on the pitch, as Gav says on there, at all in there. Wayne says, I think frustration is we get the ball up, then it's the lack of shots because they want to walk it in. Some of the goals we've scored this season, are a bit, it reminds me a little bit of Arsenal a couple of years ago, where even the year we won the Premier League, they were wanting to pass it in. And there's times where in front of us at the games, you go, he's going to shoot. And then it's that side pass and you go, well, he was within shoot. He was on the edge of the area, in the area. There was a shot on there.
I think the other thing is that I don't mind playing the way we do, but every so often, I think you've got to just mix it up a bit just to keep them guessing a little bit. It's like we've got some pace up front or we've got some pace out wide. Just hit the long one over the top sometimes. And sometimes it might... I'm not saying that that's the right tactic, but just to somehow mix it up a little bit so we're not always doing the same thing. Best regard, playing it out to Winks and back again, blah, blah, blah. Maybe there's sometimes we just go long and try to keep them guessing a little bit. I think that's part of the frustration I'm having is that it always seems to be a little bit predictable. And it maybe then leads to a position where most teams will go, oh, yeah, we know what they're going to do here and we'll set up accordingly. And then it gets very predictable and then eventually it gets stale. And then eventually it's like we can't break teams down. And I'm not worried that that's going to be the case at this point, but if we don't win on Saturday, then more questions will start to be asked, won't they?
Yeah, a Watford-only fan here on YouTube says, I support Watford. Am I welcome to stay? Of course you are, mate. If you want, click on the link and you can come in and give us your views. Just turning for the last few minutes, Jono, to the Watford game, very much on the score lines there. You've talked about you think Hamza will come in for Winks. I don't know myself on that one because I think we've said all season up until this point what happens when Winks gets injured or whatever, who's going to play that role. I think putting Hamza in there makes us go far more defensive. I think putting Wilfred Ndidi, if he's fit, too defensive. Few people talking about Dennis Pratt, but it'd be a big one to chuck him straight back in there. And again, we come back to, well, Enzo says we play this way. So there's no point point debating, well, with Winks gone, should we play a 4-4-1, you know, whatever? Because we don't do that.
I wonder with Cody in the squad, whether there's an option to go three at the back, just constantly three at the back. We have played Ricky P in midfield.
Well, don't we do that anyway, Jono, three at the back?
We do, kind of. But, I mean, it's permanent three at the back with five across midfield and two up front. You know,
but Enzo says we play the Enzo way.
Well, I know that. I mean, I'm
but that's what I say. Yet. Surely a manager has to go, well, Harry Winks is pivotal and we haven't got him. Yeah. So we've got Connor Cody. We can't seem to slot Connor Cody back into that team at the moment, can we, Jono? Mm-hmm. So maybe he does go three at the back, five at the back.
Do you know, I wonder whether
four at the back.
Ricardo could do a job there for a game in the Winks role. He's got the quality to do that. Which then leads me to, well, if he's going to put Ricardo in that position, could we go permanently three at the back and then have Ricardo almost in front of him and then maybe a four across midfield with two up front? I'd love to see two strikers and have a go, especially when we're at home. And I know that I'm not a tactician, I'm not a manager, I'm not, you know, I haven't got the skills for the job, but I admit that sometimes I feel like going two up front is an option.
Jono, you and me both. How about I like to up front when we're 1-0 down at home to Leeds as well. I like that. I also don't like short corners in injury time at home against Leeds, but we'll play the Leicester way, Jono. Remember that. That's the trouble. Let's see what happens. Before we let you go, Jono, thanks a lot for clicking on and having a good old chat with us.
No worries.
What is your score predictions for Leicester? And just to let people know that Jono, when he says he's coming to watch Watford, That's not like most of us, a 2-minute, 10-minute, 20-minute trip. How long is that going to take you to get up?
Well, I actually live right next to the Crystal Palace Stadium. I can hear the stadium when when they're winning, which is not that often at the moment. But yeah, so it's a good 2.5-3 hour drive up. My brother still lives in Leicester, so we're going to stay with him for the weekend.
Yeah.
It's a nice family weekend at the same time. But yeah, it's a 3-hour trip for us to come up. It's not a big deal. So we don't get to that many games. So really looking forward to it. It's going to be Daniel's first game. So yeah, that will be a special one for me, taking my lap.
So a score prediction for you and Daniel, you've got to go a Vardy goal, haven't you, and a couple of goals.
I really hope Vardy scores because that will make his day. And I'm hoping that we can try to get Vardy or meet him outside the stadium at some point as well. So yeah, I'm going 3-1. I think we'll be at it. I think, and Vardy will get one. I don't know who else, but I think a 3-1. I think we'll eventually get a decent result.
Well, Wayne agrees with you. He says 3-1. Richie says 4-0. Get your score predictions in if you're watching this. Matt Gamble says 3 hours from London. You're coming in a Reliant Robin. But Matt, have you ever tried to get to Crystal Palace's ground? I would say 3 hours is a bit light. I would say more like 4 hours, Jono.
4 hours, yeah. Going through London, south side of London. So going through London can sometimes take 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. Horrific. Liam says here 2-0 to Vardy. Vardy and Kean and Dewsbury Hall. We haven't even touched on Kean and Dewsbury Hall. Could he drop into that Winks role or would that be a waste?
Yeah, maybe. It depends if Ndidi's back, I'd say. And if Dennis Pratt and Ndidi are around, then that's an option, isn't it?
Could be options in there. Neil says 2-0. Reedy says 3-2 to Watford. Do go and have a go at Reedy there. Bubba says, I wish I was more optimistic about the goals, but I'm going 1-0 to Leicester in there. Nipper says 3-1 to Watford. Listen, thanks, Jono. Thanks so much for all your views, all your comments. We'll see you at the game on Saturday.
Yeah, I'll see you on Saturday.
Brilliant. Thanks for joining us. I'll let you go now. Thanks, Jono.
Bye-bye.
That was great to get Jono on, not had him on in a little while. Don't forget, if you want to come on Leicester Fan TV, just send us a message or click on any of the links when we're in there. Watford only, 3-1 to Leicester, says Gav Hogan. Watford only on YouTube says 3-0 to Leicester because you're at home. Fair enough. In there, Scott says 1-0 to Watford. We're getting a mixed bag. I think 2 weeks ago before the Leeds game, we were all like, I think we'll beat Leeds, but we'd take a draw. Then the Borough game, really want to pull it back. And now you can sense, I can sense, I feel it, you feel it. We're all feeling a little bit of the jitters in there. Listen, thanks so much for watching Leicester Fan TV. Don't forget, you can join us right there at Leicester Fan TV on any of the channels at leicesterfantv.com. Thanks, everybody, for all your views, all your comments, and thanks for Jono for joining us. We'll see you at the match.
Thanks for watching Leicester Fan TV. Thanks to our sponsors, Everards, Barlow Blinds, Fucker Pies, Pink Car Listing, Distillers Direct, Hologram, Take Me, Nubian Cow, The Fox's Arms and Rainbows. Run by the fans, for the fans. Follow us on socials at Leicester Fan TV and visit leicesterfantv.com for all the latest news, views and videos.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.